Over the next 3 years, Central Maine Power is proposing to invest nearly $30 million for what it's calling a resiliency program to harden its aging electricity distribution system. Company officials say the network was established long before planners understood the damaging effects of climate change, like windstorms, that cause more frequent and longer outages. But utility regulators and the state's public advocate are skeptical about whether the overhaul is justified. Fred Beber has more.
Here in Elliott's, along a hilly stretch of road near Maine's southern border, line workers and cherry pickers cut away tree limbs that hover above the company's power lines. CMP's leader on the effort is Lloyd Hendricks, the company's manager for process and technology. On a tour of the Elliott job, he's quick to point out the key problem with the system here: age.
These poles right here was identified back at night. They've been up since 1935. Look at this. Look at this one. Look at the difference. Look at that pole compared to the new one.
The older poles are shorter, thinner, and much more weathered than the freshly debarked replacements being installed alongside. And Hendricks points to sections of bare electrical wire that have suffered repeated breaks over the decades, each time plunging the 2,000-plus customers on this circuit into darkness.
Yeah, they cut some of it up. Look at one, two, three, four, five splices just right there.
CMP is taking a multi-pronged approach to strengthening the system here, starting by replacing 132 of these depression-era poles with taller, more robust poles. The company is also upgrading the exposed copper lines to coated tree wire, as it's called, which doesn't part or short out as easily when hit by a tree limb. And the company is installing remote-controlled switching systems as well as redundant circuits that will allow a controller at its Augusta headquarters to isolate a damaged segment, leaving fewer people on the 20-mile circuit without power until a lineman can get to the site to repair the break.
This is one of the worst-performing circuits, which is why it was selected for this resiliency project.
Stan Bakuber is general foreman for a company called Three Phase Line, CMP's contractor on the Elliott upgrades.
Most of the challenges are just the overhanging trees. The fact that it's a windy, busy road here makes it tough. It's a fairly straightforward distribution job.
One thing homeowners in the area might notice, fewer of those overhanging trees. For a decade, CMP has deployed a tree trimming program that aims to cut back hazardous limbs on the entire system. That's provided a minimum of 15 feet of clearance above electricity lines. But under a new ground-to-sky clearance program targeted for now to the company's 12 worst-performing circuits in Maine, CMP would seek property owners' permission when needed to trim trees top to bottom with an 8-foot limb-free zone on either side of the circuit. CMP's Lloyd Hendricks says that neighboring homeowners don't necessarily approve.
On this circuit right here, we had a little pushback, but we're trying to work with the landowners that have to work with them. But moving forward, that's what we want to see, more of that.
So that must be a delicate task.
That is a very delicate. People love their trees. I love trees too, but if it can't prevent me from having an outage, I would do it.
With 70% of outages caused by tree contact in this heavily forested state, more aggressive tree trimming programs are CMP's first line of action. Company Vice President Eric Stiniford says climate change is altering the makeup of the New England canopy, in some cases weakening it, while storm events are becoming more frequent and volatile.
Particularly these fall events where we get heavy rains, saturated ground, we still have leaves on the trees, and we get 50 to 60 mile an hour winds. Predictably, we'll bring trees, uproot trees, break trees off, and that's where we have, you know, our most significant outages. It's happened twice now in the last 2 years.
CMP is proposing $16 million worth of new capital investment in the first year of its resiliency program, with smaller but still significant amounts in following years if state regulators approve them. But some say that CMP, whose shareholders earn a profit on capital investments paid for by customers, is really looking to pad the kind of ongoing reliability investments that any utility must make to protect its infrastructure.
I'm being cynical when I say more robust means more expensive.
Barry Hobbins is the state's public advocate, charged with protecting the interests of utility customers. He says his consultants and Public Utilities Commission staff believe that CMP is not following standard accounting practices for justifying its proposed expenditures. One example, CMP is proposing to replace all poles more than 75 years old, whether or not inspections might find they don't all need replacement.
It's great to roll out this program for PR reasons, but it is really shouldn't be looked at solely as a way to spend more money when we, the ratepayers, don't have it.
Hobbins says CMP should look first to reestablishing its competency with its much-maligned customer and billing services. But CMP's Eric Stiniford says that contending with climate-driven costs and deciding who will pay for them will be a growing factor in regulatory decisions.
It's clear that this is now an established trend. Perhaps we didn't see it as a trend as recently as 2 or 3 years ago. But now we feel pretty comfortably that this is the world that we're going to live in for a while, and we need to make adjustments to react to that.
The Elliott project is expected to be finished in a few weeks. After that, the company turns its attention to underperforming circuits in the Jackman area, a project regulators have already approved. Those same regulators are expected to act on CMP's latest spending request and weigh in on the merits of its proposed resilience program by the end of January. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.